Fred Film Radio, Karlovy Vary International Film Festival, Czech Republic.
Fred Film Radio, I'm Matt Micucci from the 2017 Karlovy Vary International Film Festival, and I'm very pleased to be joined by director Rachel Israel, who is presenting her film Keep the Change in the official competition. Thank you very much for joining us.
Hi, I'm so honored to be here.
Well, the first question is kind of the obligatory question. Can you just provide us with an introduction to your film? Maybe just talk about the story a little bit.
Sure. The film is a love story set in Upper West Side of Manhattan. Mm. And it's set within a community of adults on the autism spectrum. And the film stars also a cast who are on the spectrum.
Oh, yeah? So, well, right away, my first question is another easy kind of question, is why did you decide to make a movie about this particular topic?
Yeah. The lead of the film, Brandon Polanski, is a friend of mine for over 15 years now. And I initially got inspired for the film based on some of his personal romantic experiences.
All right.
He had met a girlfriend at this very community, and I got involved in the community through that, and then getting to know that world, the people there, fell in love with the characters and wanted to make a film about them.
And how do you kind of research into the world of autism?
It's, for me, it was spending time with the cast.
Mm.
I had a very, for me, very personal take on it, that I wanted to just get to know the people as people. And I'm not an expert on the subject of autism, so I'm not even prepared to generalize.
Yes,
but
yes.
Just approached it through getting to know the individuals that I had chosen to work with.
Also, like, the film is a romantic comedy, let's say. So that side of it is very universal, you know, but it's still enriched, I guess, by the autism side of things. Nonetheless, like, you know, I'm just wondering as well how that kind of side of the story, was it a challenge to kind of balance the two things?
Yeah, you know, no, I didn't. For me, I think that a lot of the work I do, there is humor in it, and there is humor in this world. But for me, I'm very focused when writing and directing on the drama, and then, you know, humor arises naturally from the drama, hopefully, if it's there. But the focus is never on the humor.
The humor arises naturally from the drama. Could you elaborate a little bit on that?
Sure. Well, I think that for me, the humor that I enjoy is being situated in a character with a character in an uncomfortable situation.
Yes.
And so, crafting that uncomfortable situation—that's drama.
Right. Right. So, actually, I very much admired the fact that in this movie you see a lot of very contemporary things, and I still feel like cinema shies away from the things like online dating and literally, like, you know, chatting to someone before you meet them, like first dates. Yeah. Did you feel like that was an element that was absolutely needed in the movie?
Yes. You know, these characters are very much totally engrossed in the modern world. They're New Yorkers. They like pop music. They do online dating. Well, some of them. And I very much wanted it to feel characters to feel contemporary and in no way secluded, because I think that a lot of representations we've seen of people on the spectrum, they seem secluded from the rest of the world, and that's not my experience of these particular characters.
But yeah, this is an aspect that does not take over in the movie.
Absolutely not. From the very beginning, felt I did not want to make a film about autism, but wanted to make a film about these characters.
Mm.
Which is not to say that I don't care about the autism aspect of it, but to me it felt that the most powerful way to address that was just to make a film about people.
Right. So I want to go back a little bit, because you said something interesting. You kind of included the cast in the creative process, and I'm just wondering whether that also included the creative process in terms of writing the screenplay, and just maybe a little overview of the production overall and how the cast was included in the creative process.
Yeah. So the script was... The cast were... committed before the script began, and the script was developed around who they were as people, and I'd say that, well, the cast's involvement in the script was more on the creation of fictional versions of themselves. So they're not playing themselves, but they're playing a fictional version of who they are, and that was developed together. And then I would kind of take that back and work on the script. And until the script was finished, when most of them read it, they would just see little bits and pieces. They would see a scene, and we would play with it and see if that worked.
Would they ever think that maybe one of the scenes didn't really reflect what they wanted to put in, get to be in the film, or a version of themselves?
Oh, absolutely. Most of that would be probably discussed. We would talk in a general way about the story and what might be the dramatic arc for their character. And of course, I talk with the cast in isolation. So I talk with Brandon about his character and Samantha about hers, and so forth. So they influenced what their arc would be, and I could talk with them about, what are the things, what are the situations that would be the scariest for you, and we're going to write those.
Right. And in terms of creative influences in making this movie, did you have any influences in mind, cinematic maybe, or maybe artistic?
Yeah.
And I'm also thinking of style when I say this.
Yeah. I pulled, when writing from the script, I was inspired by a number of films, and I don't know that stylistically they've ended up in there, but they were, for whatever reason, helpful for me when working on the characters and some of the heart of the movie. I watched the Saturday Night Fever over and over again.
Oh, wow. Brilliant.
Fame. And all, they're all over the place. There's a beautiful movie called Nothing But a Man that, to me, had the kind of some of the heart of the main character.
I don't think I've ever heard of it.
Yeah, it's a small film. I'm trying to remember the year. It's 50s or 60s, and it's about an African American.
Yeah, I was reminded of Marty as well. I don't know.
Marty, absolutely. Marty was one of them too.
Yeah.
Absolutely, Marty.
Cool.
Yeah.
And just because the setting in New York, this film is in New York. Did that influence the movie in a way? Can the environment influence a film, especially an environment like New York?
Yes. Something that I love about New York is the diversity and kind of acceptance of difference that's in the place. You can, for better or worse, you can sob on the subway and no one cares.
Oh, yeah. Well, that's true, actually. But that's true of a lot of places. I mean, I can think of London, too. So that is another kind of thing that comes into the movie. Like, how...
Yeah.
I guess people are just kind of, they're self-absorbed and they don't really look at other people,
Yeah. But also the, these characters are integrated into that rich tapestry of difference in New York.
That's true. So you mentioned that this is your first European film festival.
Yes. Yeah, well, this is, for the film, it's our international premiere, so it's the first time outside. We had our world premiere at Tribeca Film Festival.
Yes.
So this is our international premiere, and it's my first time at an international festival.
Very good, and actually the film is premiering tonight. So
that's right.
Yeah, that's good. That's very exciting. Yeah. Will the film be going anywhere else anytime soon? Do you know?
We next go to the San Francisco Jewish Film Festival. And that's in July 20th.
Yes. Well, there you go. We'll keep an eye on it.
Thank you.
Thank you very much for joining us. It was a great pleasure talking to you, and I wish you all the best.
Thank you so much. Such a pleasure.
And once again, I remind our listeners that the film is called Keep the Change, and that this is Fred Film Radio, the Festival Insider.
Fred Film Radio, 24/7 on Fred.fm and smartphone apps.